Steve, that's Paul Quinichet playing from an album called Plays Quincy Jones. It's actually an orchestra going back to 1952. People like Dickie Wells and Buck Clayton and all the cats, man. A lot of the Basie people, actually.
Yeah.
You know.
Paul Quinichet was born 100 years ago today, May 17th, 1916. Here to discuss his legacy in life is Denver vocalist Carl Dixon. Carl, good morning.
Good morning to you both.
What started you down this road of investigating the life and music of Paul Quinichet?
Well, you know, I traveled for 3 years RVing around the country and had a lot of time to do some thinking. And one morning, it dawned on me, there are a lot of musicians that came out of Denver. There are a lot of musicians who played in the Five Points in Denver. So this is a work in progress, and I have about 18 people on my list. But Paul Quinichet and Andy Kirk and Jimmy Lunsford all played in George Morrison's band here in the late 20s, early 30s, when they were just teenagers. Yeah. And they all have blossomed to become major musicians internationally. So Paul is just one of those people.
Let's check him out real quick. Quinichet had that similarity, obviously, to Lester Young. That's why he was known as Little Prez.
The Vice Prez.
Vice Prez.
I've heard of Little Prez as well, yeah. But it's Vice Prez.
His nickname also, the Kid from Denver.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't long before he was out of here and on his way to New York.
Yeah, he left Denver in his late teens. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to go over to New York, catch a lot of the musicians. And many of them had after-hour gigs down in Harlem at Milt's and at Cotton Club. Paul Quinichet would come down there and play with the other musicians. I did not know at that time that I would wind up in Denver, and I didn't really know any connection that he had with Denver because there were all the guys down there and they were juicing and just, it was just a great time. As a kid, you know,
juicing.
I'm just, yeah, I'm just amazed.
Heard that term in a while.
Oh, that's Carl Dixon, Denver vocalist. We're talking about the life and legacy of Paul Quinichet, born on May 17th, 1916, his centennial. So here at Denver's Jazz Station, we got to give him some due.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the Denver connection and his family, because every time we bring it up, you know, it's Paul Quinichet. He was from Denver. Oh, I didn't know that. So there seems to be at least common knowledge ground that we know Quinichet's from here, but we don't know that much about him or his family.
Well, you know, I really can't help you much there because I don't think he had a very large family.
Right. I know he came from a small family.
I met his mother. She lived four doors down from the McConnells over on Lafayette in the 2800 block.
Right.
And I met her years ago when I first came to Denver.
Right.
But, you know, there's not a whole lot. I'm trying to find folks who know something about Paul. I met a guy who had played with him. And this guy's now in Minnesota. I'm trying to look him up.
You might have to start going to church again. You used to go to church.
Well, we all go to church.
I know, yes. But, I mean, you know, you like Pernell Steen, he's a wealth of information why he hangs out in the pew, you know, at a certain, well, at least once a week. And, you know, and he comes back and he's got, well, you know this and you know that. Think,
yeah. You can pick some things up.
You can pick some things up,
In church, little.
But he left. Quinichet left really. He left, was a young man and very successful because he's one of the best saxophonists in modern jazz.
Absolutely.
And he was gone before KUVO got its start. He passed away May 25th, 1983.
Yeah.
Paul Quinichet, we celebrate him on this, his centennial. In studio with us, Denver vocalist Carl Dixon, who's picked out another track for us to close out on as we celebrate 100 years of Paul Quinichet music.
I'll Always Be in Love with You.
I'll Always Be in Love with You, yeah. And this basically features the same cats we heard before. It's Basie actually playing with Freddie Green and Walter Page. That's and Gus Johnson. That's the Basie band rhythm section of the early 50s. And then add in there Buck Clayton and Dickie Wells. And as they always say, Steve, you know, you're judged by the company you keep. And in this case, that's pretty darn good company. Thank you for doing this, and thank you for enlightening us, man.
I'm always happy to do whatever I can for KUVO because you do so much for us local musicians.
Thank you so much, Carl Dixon.
I just want to add that, you know, they call Paul Little Prez, but he replaced Lester Young in Basie's band. Thank you.